This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, we started off the show at the beginning of the hour with this event that was kind of impromptu, it seemed, in the White House with Elon Musk and President Trump. And he's still going right now, right, Fred? And they haven't slowed down. Musk was in there with his son on his shoulder for a while. Answering questions about Doge. Let's sample this again just for a second here, because you never know what's going to quite happen with President Trump and Elon Musk.
They're corrected. And that cannot be, I can't imagine that could be held up by the court. Any court that would say that the president or his representatives, like Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of State, whatever, doesn't have the right to go over their books and make sure everything's honest. I mean, how can you have a country? You can't have anything that way. You can't have a business that way. You can't have a country that way. Hey, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, press. Thank you, press.
At the White House tonight at about 10 o'clock. If you want to come over, you can say hello to him.
Did you guys give anything in return?
Not much. No, they were very nice. We were treated very nicely by Russia, actually. I hope that's the beginning of a relationship where we can end that war and millions of people can stop being killed. They've lost millions of people. They lost, in terms of soldiers, probably 1.5 million soldiers in a short period of time. We got to stop that war. And I'm interested primarily from the standpoint of death. We're losing all those soldiers. And they're not American soldiers, they're Ukrainian and Russian soldiers. But you're probably talking about 1.5 million. I think we got to bring that one to an end. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, wrapping it up, you can actually see the snow falling behind President Trump. And I think a lot of the interesting part of that, not that what the president was saying wasn't interesting, but Elon was speaking earlier, and that was quite fascinating because he was just answering questions. I'm guessing maybe he was answering some questions about his new Twitter handle, which he has changed back. If you haven't heard about that, he went for a small portion of the day by Harry B-O-L-Z. Harry Bowles is what the... I pronounce it Bowles. I'm not sure anybody else. Sue, did you really just hand this piece of literature
I
to
did.
Me?
I did. I just got it in the mail.
Oh, my gosh. You should have given me this when Kara was here. So this is a piece of literature...
Oh, you're right. Sorry about that.
From the mayor, from Tisch, and it says on the front, Mayor Jones moving St. Louis forward. It's very slick. It's like a little, it's like a little magazine, right?
Yeah.
And it says, moving St. Louis forward, reelect Tishara Jones. And here's what I'm told on this, putting the public back in public safety.
No, she doesn't emphasize safety.
No.
She emphasizes public. What?
Oh, well, Sue, it says, as a mom, Tishara knows firsthand how important it is to travel all around the country and build, I'm sorry, wait, that's a different line. She knows firsthand how important it is for families to not only be safe, but to feel safe. We deserve a city where, I'm sorry.
What?
But, right. Where people feel live to work, play without fear. Yeah, we've been talking about that since you took over.
Yes,
we were talking about
nothing.
Yeah, relation to Kim Gardner. It's pretty funny because then you you just look at the other side of the literature here, and it says expanding substance abuse services. That's the number one thing that she wants to do. Sending the right professionals. So before, you know, improving police and anything relating to the cops, that's way down the list here, even though they're putting the public back in public safety. The priority she's not wavering from is sending the right professionals, implemented cops and clinicians, social workers, basically, to go to people who are out there. Now, look, there are people that are mentally ill,
yeah,
and there's other services that are needed, but you don't do it at the expense of actually arresting people, making sure that there's a police present, that you're charging people with crimes. So last on the list here is combating violent crime. How about put that top on the list, and then yep, all this other stuff, you know, strengthening community police relations. Here's an idea. How about arrest the bad guys, put them behind bars? Maybe the people that are the taxpayers in the city might have a higher opinion of you.
Thank
I don't think
you.
It's the cops, by the way.
No,
isn't. They're not blaming the cops.
Nope.
They understand. And even the cop hatred that you tried to, you know, explain to us for all these years, it doesn't exist because people, as we indicated with Kara, they want to be safe. They really do. There was something, what is it, man? There was something related to BLM. Every once in a while, Sue, and I'm talking about something here, the brain will go in another direction.
Mm.
And I feel like there was something I even had today that was related to that. I'll have to look at that because, yes, I found it.
What was it?
Every once in a while. You'll like this. This is an amazing story. So this, where is this? See, this is where I have to find out where this is. This is Nashville. Okay, so this is Axios Nashville. I didn't realize Axios had like little divisions.
I didn't either.
They have correspondence. So this is Nashville. And you had a city council down there that had a settlement that was proposed to them from a cop. No. It was a fire department employee. He was demoted for criticizing BLM. Okay. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to back up here and I'm going to tell you what happened in the situation here. Because the thing that happened here is interesting. This guy is on Facebook. Let's see what his name is. Mr. Turner. Tracy Turner. Captain Tracy Turner. I think it's a guy. Turner is on Facebook. And in one post, he says, this is in the aftermath of George Floyd and all this nonsense, right? These protesters are the stupidest people on the planet, other than the arsonists and looters that hang out with them. He used terms like thugs and animals to describe the protesters. You got to be careful. You can't do that. You can't describe protesters accurately. That's against the law, apparently. He also said this in another post. I am not or ever have been a slave owner or a bad cop, me or anyone else. I know I've never spoken with the white privilege office, so quit looting and trying to burn down my city. If I offend you or you offend me, get over it, right? In response to his Facebook post, Turner was placed on leave, and he was demoted. He also received rebukes, but wait for it here. I've got a great ending, okay? He gets rebukes from state representatives and council people. He apparently later apologized for the posts. And he filed a federal lawsuit, all right, and said, look, this is unfair. The legal department at the Metro Legal Department is what they call it in Nashville. They wanted to settle the case for $105,000. All right. They said, look, let's cash this out. But they needed the council and they needed the council to approve it. The council unanimously rejected the legal department's advice. They sent the case to trial. Are you ready?
Okay.
For what the jury found? A federal jury on Friday voted to award demoted Captain Tracy Turner just a little more than $105,000, $1.8 million, because you have the freedom of speech to go on Facebook and call looters idiots, okay? And they shouldn't have demoted him, and that's amazing. $1.8 million. They were just 1.7 off from saving the taxpayers a whole boatload of money, weren't they?
Get more at 971talk.com.